If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's get the spams and scams from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO of the BBB joins us now. And Steve Burness, let's start by talking about a lot of these scammers using Oprah Winfrey's name. I actually saw one of these messages. What's going on here?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, Oprah Winfrey issued an alert about a week ago saying that a company was using her likeness and her image to sell weight loss gummy bears and helping their, you know, get lose weight. And these are fake websites that are appearing and asking for information about, you know, your address and your account numbers and all that stuff. So Oprah is not doing that. So it's important to remember, Bob, if any celebrity is endorsing a product or you think is endorsing a product, just go to their website directly, go to their Instagram, and they will be talking about the product there in some way, shape, or form if they are endorsing it. They're not going to, you just don't go to automatically buy something because you see a celebrity endorsement. We've seen that time and time again.
Yeah, and also there are people out there who are posing as Best Buy tech support service people, pretending to be from the Geek Squad. How are they scamming people?
Well, yeah, Bob, the FTC issued a warning as well. They're seeing an increase in complaints as well. So basically, it's imposters saying that they're the Geek Squad, and they're sending you an email for renewal. And they say, okay, here's your, we just charge your account like $200 or $300. And, well, I don't have that. So you call up, and then they say, well, give us your account number to correct it or to debit your account or credit your account, rather. So they're just trying to seek information on you. And some of the complaints to the Better Business Bureau have alleged that they actually ask you for access to your computer to make certain that, you know, you don't have this on there. And at that point, when they have access to your, you know, remote access to your computer, they can, you give it to them, they can install spyware programs, steal your credentials, and drain your money from your bank accounts, too. So it's important that if you do get an email, you think it's from a company, go to the company's website directly. You know, go and ask them about it. You know, just don't click on a link just because there's a sense of urgency, because that's, you know, like I always say about the tip out to the rip off. They want you to do something quickly without thinking about it.
Have you been getting a lot of reports too of text emails, voicemails from a bank that you don't do business with? What's going on with this?
Well, we just issued an alert at the Better Business Bureau. We're seeing an increase in those types of scams reported to the BBB. Basically, what they're doing is doing a shotgun approach. Is what I mean by that, Bob, is they're like sending all these emails out, and hopefully that when they'll get to a person that does have that bank account with that specific bank, and then they ask, they tell you something's wrong with your account or that you're overdrawn. And again, something quickly they want you to do to act on, and sometimes they even go to the point where they ask you to, you know, take money out of your account and send it to using a Zelle or another app, a cash app, just to get it out of the account to protect it from being compromised anyway. And, you know, once those cash apps, as I mentioned before, Bob, once you send money in the cash apps to some you don't know, willingly, you don't have the protection like you do on a credit card. So if you're getting an email from your bank, something's wrong with your account, call your bank. Do the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone, call them, or go to the bank's website directly and get your information. Don't click on those links, and don't panic when you get to something's wrong with your account, because that's a spam, and we're seeing an increase at the Better Business Bureau.
Also, now there's a lot of competition for seasonal jobs, and there are some holiday hiring scams going on. Tell us about those, Steve.
Yes, the experts are saying that the holiday season could bring a tighter market than previous years for labor. And unfortunately, when that happens, the scammers will try to take advantage of the situation. They'll start posting information about, you know, great jobs, the opportunities for available position with high pay, no experience necessary. And sometimes they're fake job offers. Because if you think about it, Bob, some of the questions they ask on there are stuff they need to steal your identity that you would give an application if you are filing it, you know, with a company, like your Social Security number, sometimes your account numbers and things of that nature. So So again, if you think you're dealing with a responsible organization, go to the website. Just don't click on those emails or just on those ads on Google, because sometimes the first two or three listings make it look like, you know, they're an ad, but they make it look like they're coming from a well-known company when they're not. They may use their name in there, and there's no way around it protecting it. So if you are going to have, you know, a lot of times they, you know, use Amazon. Yeah, they're hiring 150,000 workers. Click here, and it's not Amazon. So you got to be very careful. That's all.
Good advice, as always, from the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob.